Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their life. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the end of the Mayan calendar and Ascension update. And next Friday, on November 4th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. You can get on my schedule by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Now, for those of you in the Seattle area, I want to alert you that I'll be speaking on Friday, November 18th at East West Bookshop in Seattle from 7:30 to 9 p.m. And my topic will be Astrology's Economic Forecast for 2012. Now, you can save $5 by registering in advance, and you can call East West to register at 1-800-587-6002. That number again, 1-800-587-6002. And to learn more, you can also click on events at www.eastwestbookshop.com or go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out my 2012 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success, so you can be more successful by working in harmony with the universe. You can also call us toll-free at 877-524-8300, and that number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, today is October 28th, 2011, and according to Carl Kalman, today is the last day of the long count Mayan calendar, which has been going on for billions of years. Now, that calendar has 9 periods of transformation, and all of them end today. And I'll talk more about this in the second part of the show. But for now, though, assuming that Carl Kalman is correct, today is one of the most historical dates in all of history, if not the most important date in all of history. Now, next, to set the stage with the energies we have today and this coming week, the first cycle I want to mention is Sun opposite Jupiter. Now, this cycle is peaking today, and it's commonly associated with overexpanding. You may be chasing a great opportunity now that will yield great rewards, but you might also be chasing fool's gold. So be discerning. This is a time to ask enough detailed and tough questions so you can tell which it is. The cycle stays in range through November 3rd. Now, next, we have another cycle which is very positive, and it helps to mediate chasing fool's gold, and it gives us a better chance of making some real money. The cycle is Jupiter trine Pluto, and it peaks for a second time today on October 28th. Now, if you're working on a big project that can be sold to the masses or a project that has some very big or powerful customers, then you're likely to do very well. If not, you might want to really check out the details carefully, as other projects may be like chasing fool's gold and not really pay off that well. Jupiter trine Pluto will peak a third time on March 12th through the 13th of next year, and it will stay in range through tax day, April 15th, 2012. So there's still plenty of time to complete those really big projects. Now, next, we're also in the midst of a cycle that's commonly associated with financial losses, and they can occur in multiple ways. This is Mercury and Venus together, and both square Mars and Neptune. These planets are in a T-square configuration, suggesting there's a lot of dynamic energy related to losing money, being deceived out of money, or confusion about money. You could also have relationship issues related to money. Even worse, the person, company, or organization that deceives you out of money is likely to lie about it bold-faced and angrily deny it. So watch for the news bites of this stuff. On a bigger scale, we're watching the European situation where Greece is about to default and several large banks are about to fail because of it. Now, what we're watching in Europe as they dance around this issue is the equivalent to the deck chairs being rearranged on the Titanic as it's sinking. We'll see how much longer they can dance around this issue without admitting the truth. They may stave off the default a little longer. However, these cycles that I just talked about suggest that Greece's default could be very close. Now, the other cycle suggests that Europe may be chasing fool's gold to try to bail them out. There's still a possibility that they'll attempt to bail out Greece by taking out more loans. Now, that would be as insane as pouring more water on a drowning man, but they may attempt to do this one more time before it fails. That would be an even bigger failure, and it would be better to let Greece default now than to do that, especially since Greek citizens do not support the bailout. Mercury square Mars peaks today on October 28th, and Venus square Mars peaked Wednesday on October 26th. Venus square Neptune, when money is most likely dissolving or being conned, peaks on October 31st. Hey, that's a real scary Halloween that the universe has planned for us. Mercury square Neptune, with confusing communications and even deception, will peak on November 1st. And these cycles stay in range through November 4th. Now next, we have another cycle that's commonly related to low energy, low immune systems, and getting colds, flu, or just being too tired to do anything. And it's also related to deceptive actions, so pay extra attention since there's a lot of deceptive energies out there. This cycle is Mars opposite Neptune, and it's in range now. It peaks on November 7th. So do what you can to strengthen your immune system now. Yes, go to the health food store, get your favorite immune system booster, such as astragalus, vitamin D, whatever you really like. And there are plenty of good ones out there. Get some extra sleep, too. Hey, talking to myself, too, on this one. This cycle is particularly good for taking spiritually motivated actions or for meditation. And pay attention to your dreams, too, because they could provide important clues regarding actions you need to take. Mars opposite Neptune stays in range through November 19th. Now, the good news is that now through November 2nd, we get an easy way around this challenge related to not having enough energy. And this is the cycle of Mars sextile Saturn. Now, basically, this cycle suggests that you should be very strategic in choosing your actions. And by that, I mean you do only the most important and critical tasks first. If you have any time or energy left over, then great, you can do something else, but not until the most important actions have been done first. Let the rest go if necessary. Next, there's some good news in all of this, and it's actually pretty fantastic. Next week, on November 2nd and 3rd, we have the potential to earn a lot of unexpected money. This money is likely to come from the Internet, broadcasting, e-books, apps, or any type of technology. It can also come from speaking, training, travel, and it's terrific for all types of communications, including writing. This is related to the cycles of Mercury conjunct Venus, and both of them trine Uranus. These cycles are very strong on November 2nd and 3rd when they peak, and they're in range October 31st through November 8th. If you want to make some extra money, introduce a new product, launch a website, or announce a promotion on November 2nd or 3rd, and make good use of those days. These cycles can also attract unexpected romance, yay, perhaps through an Internet dating site, but also in other and more unusual ways. It could be a good time to join an Internet dating site, or just to be out in the community attending a fun event where you could meet someone new. It can also be associated with meeting someone that you just have fun with, and the relationship never gets more serious than that. But hey, why not enjoy it? Now, beginning November 1st, a long cycle comes into range, which is terrific for creating structure for your vision. That cycle is Saturn trine Neptune. And the odd part is that it comes very close to peaking February 3rd, but it doesn't. The cycle suggests that the vision may change faster than our structures can change, or we may need to rethink the structures we create for our business and our vision. Now, the cycle comes back into range in mid-September 2012 and finally peaks October 10th of 2012. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. Do something important on November 2nd after 9:55 a.m. Pacific Time or after 12:55 p.m. Eastern Time. Or do something important on November 3rd, anytime that day. These days have the best chance of bringing financial success. I especially like November 3rd. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show so you don't have to take notes. To do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free. So get signed up today. And look for that link on the left side of the homepage. Now, do you know what the end of the Mayan calendar really means, and how does the end of a 16.4 billion year calendar relate to the process for the ascension of the planet? And why does any of this matter at all? Stay tuned and find out when I come back after this very short break. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve UrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Feeling ill? See Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Phil Cogler at Wellness One of Eastgate. If you're suffering from pain caused by an auto accident, a sports injury, or a herniated disc of the back or neck, or if fatigue due to stress is robbing you of your energy and vitality, you need to talk to Dr. Phil, a chiropractor who cares. The website is eastgate.wellnessone.net. Don't let another day go by in pain. If you're feeling ill, see Dr. Phil. Go to eastgate.wellnessone.net.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about the end of the Mayan calendar and ascension update. Today, I want to discuss what this means in terms of our own evolution and also talk about what this means in terms of the ascension of the planet to a higher dimension or consciousness. Now, today, October 28, 2011, is the apparent end of the 16.4 billion-year Mayan calendar. So this is a very historical day, not only in the history of the Earth, but in the history of the entire universe as well. The long count Mayan calendar actually describes the development of universal consciousness throughout the history of the Earth and other places we don't even know about. This information was brought to us by Carl Kellerman, who's a scientist and a PhD who studied the Mayan calendar in depth for many years. And he discovered that the end date of the Mayan calendar is actually made up of 13 13s in the Mayan system. And that date is today, October 28, 2011. Now, there's another date that's commonly associated with the end of the Mayan calendar, and that day is December 21, 2012. Now, that date is actually the midpoint of a major 36-year astronomical alignment between our Earth and the galactic center. This alignment occurs approximately once every 26,000 years. So it's what we call a rare alignment. And it's a very important one, as this time the Earth is supposed to ascend to a higher dimension or a higher consciousness. And that higher consciousness, or living in a higher dimension, is rumored to bring in an era of peace for 1,000 years. Okay, now we've cleared up that there is a difference between the end of the Mayan calendar and the astronomical alignment of the Earth and the galactic center for December 21st, 2012. So are these dates related, and if so, how? To answer that, I'm going to delve into each one a bit more deeply. Now, first, the Mayan calendar is really a universal plan for the development and transformation of consciousness. It starts with the development of cellular consciousness, and it took billions of years to get certain cells to develop to the point that they contained multiple functions within a single cell. Now, during that same period, the planets and stars developed along with the evolution of the chemical elements. And then the calendar shows how we developed different types of life forms, including multicellular organisms, then mammals, and then anthropoids like monkeys, which walk upright on two legs. At the end of the third level of consciousness, we were organized into families. Now, after that, we began developing human consciousness, learning how to make complex tools and developing simple communication skills. We organized ourselves into tribes. Then we began developing more complex language and communication skills. We developed art, the spoken language, early religion, and by the end of the fifth level, we organized ourselves into regional cultures. Then we developed written language, and we started a period of major construction. We developed historical religion, science, and the fine arts. And at the end of the sixth level, we were organized into nations. Then, on July 24, 1755, we began what was the seventh underworld, or period for transforming consciousness. That was the planetary period, and during that 256-year period, which lasted through 1998, we developed global consciousness, materialism, industrialism, democracies, and republics. And in January 1999, we started the eighth underworld, and during this transformation period of 12.8 years, we developed galactic consciousness. This period was about learning about telepathy, how to live on light, and genetic technologies. And it was also about transcending the material framework of life and organizing ourselves by galaxies. Now, since March 11th of 2011, we've been in the last phase of the entire Mayan calendar. And this phase is about developing cosmic or unity consciousness. Now, 2 weeks ago, I talked quite a bit about what it means to develop unity consciousness. And if you missed that show, I encourage you to listen to it in the archives. Essentially, though, this process is about learning that we're all one, and how that changes everything we do, think, and say. That doesn't mean that we all think alike either. In fact, it's just the opposite. However, we respect all other viewpoints and learn to integrate them. So today, all nine phases of development for the Mayan calendar end. Essentially, this suggests that humanity has reached the highest level of development, at least that can be done in this third-dimensional reality, in which we now live. But we all know that growth and development never really end. And basically, the Mayan calendar ends there because at this point, something so big and so miraculous was supposed to occur that the Mayans could not see beyond it. Now, what could that be? Well, it certainly makes sense to me that what they were expecting was that the Earth would move into a new and higher dimension. Scientists have known for some time that the Earth was changing its basic frequency to a higher one. They just don't understand why that's happening. Even NASA has learned that all the planets in our solar system are changing and heating up. And they're doing this because the Earth and the entire solar system are passing through a portion of the galaxy with very high-frequency energies. And it's these very high-frequency energies that are bringing higher consciousness to the planet, right on time according to the Mayan calendar. Now, essentially, between October 28, 2011, today, and December 21st, 2012, it will be like we're taking a step function upward. To imagine what that means, consider what it would have been like to live right before the Industrial Revolution began. Essentially, the past was not related to your future. Nearly everything you knew and had learned about life was about to become obsolete. And with so many new and much higher frequencies pouring into the Earth now, and from so many sources, it's impossible for things to stay the same. We're going to be busy beavers over the next 14 months learning how to live in a new age. So what should we anticipate happening between now and December 21st, 2012? Just how will we and the rest of the planet ascend to a higher dimension? Honestly, if anyone claims to know, you should be skeptical. No one knows for certain how this will occur. However, there are quite a few possible scenarios that could potentially occur. Drundolo Melchizedek talks about how a magnetic pole shift and possibly a physical pole shift will occur. Now, a magnetic pole shift would be quite a change, but it certainly wouldn't be the end of the world. On the other hand, a physical pole shift would be the end of the third-dimensional Earth we know today. David Wilcock, the psychic who's widely believed to be the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, talks about the Law of One and the raw material. And in that material, it says that the change will occur very quickly between 2011 and 2013, and that we will have a discontinuous event that will make our third-dimensional Earth unlivable for humans and other species. However, our bodies will be transformed into light bodies, and we'll recreate our third-dimensional physical bodies once we get to the next dimension or higher vibration level. David Wilcock also talks about our pineal glands creating a natural stargate through which we can travel to the next dimension. Now, the pineal gland is so special that there are codes and cues to its importance all over the world, even in front of the Vatican. However, I want to point out that no one really knows what will happen. It's just as possible that we'll all awaken one day in a new world that works in harmony and understands that we're all one. And I actually think this is happening right now. And as an example of that, the Mayan elders are now making a pilgrimage from New York to Los Angeles with 13 sacred crystal skulls. And they're also activating various parts of the country as they make this journey. This journey started yesterday on October 27th, and it culminates in Los Angeles on 11-11-11. Certainly another very special day. Now, this information is at spiritofmatt.com, and I'll send out the link in today's What's Up in the Heavens. Now, in addition, throughout 2012, on the March 21st spring equinox, the June 21st summer solstice, the September 21st autumn equinox, Cirque du Soleil will present special performances with themes that embody the wisdom of the ancients. And their work will include the secrets of the great shift of the ages and the connection between the mysteries of the heart and awakening the human consciousness. And at the core of each performance will be the intention to open the mind and the heart of humanity to the ascension process and to the prospect of a beautiful future in a whole new world. And they'll cap this off with this incredible event on December 21st, 2012, at the Chichen Itzan Pyramid in Mexico. Now I ask you, with the mainstream awakening to the ascension of the planet, Is it possible that the ascension could occur very easily by all of us just waking up? As I see more and more evidence of this happening, it seems like a real possibility. One thing is certain, it won't be long before we all find out. Now, each week I give you a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. In this period of great change, hold a vision of the world in which you want to live. Now, perhaps that world is healthy, loving, and sustainable. It probably has several other attributes that you'd like to add to that, too. Whatever that vision is, be sure and make it a clear one, one that you can really wrap your mind around and hold in your mind every day. And holding that vision on a regular basis will actually help to create it. And remember to include a vision of you being healthy and prosperous in that world. Now, next Friday on October 28th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. While you're there, remember to order your 2011 and 2012 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. You can also call us to order, arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And stay tuned next for Maureen St. Germain's last show. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
ZO88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using ZO88 Zeolite Pure Powder Form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling, and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.